I saw a UFO and I reported it to the town marshal here, and he also saw it and one other person.
Okay, would you like to describe what you saw?
Yes, it was, I couldn't really tell how big it was, but it was fairly big. It was a, the top of it was fairly dome-shaped, pretty round.
Uh-huh.
And the bottom of it was round, but it was flatter than the top part. It kind of flattened out at the bottom. And it had a red light that seemed to stay stationary on the back part and a white light that seemed to be towards the front somewhere. And it had a noise kind of like a jet, but a lot lighter, and it made several slow things around the town.
Okay. About what time did you spot that?
It's been about 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
Would you like to talk to the town marshal?
Okay. And who saw it the longest?
Me and another boy saw it the same length of time. Incidentally, I saw it fairly close. I saw the sun, it go by the sun, and I saw the sun, the moon, and the moon beams shine on it, sort of, just kind of giving away its shape.
Okay, now, was this thing on the move? Was it moving?
Well, when we first saw it, it was stationary over the town, or maybe toward the back, near the end of the town, and
uh-huh.
It was stationary there. And as we looked at it for a while, we could see it starting to move, and then it made several things around the town, or not in any direct or any pattern, but just here and there, and then it slowly went off.
Okay, well, now, when it went away, which direction did it go?
It went, what direction did it? Southeast.
Okay. And it just moved more or less erratically around the town area?
Yeah, in no particular place.
Okay, do you have any estimate of altitude?
I'm not very good on altitude, but it wasn't very high. It was lower than what a low-flying plane would fly.
Okay, you could definitely make out an object.
I can definitely make out the shape of it, yes.
Right, okay. Do you have any estimate as to how close it got to you?
To me? How close would you say? Oh, as far as that. It must have been about an eighth of a mile.
Okay.
That would be from where I live.
Any estimate of size? Can you compare it with anything?
That would be kind of hard to do, but if I was to guess, I'd say it was probably the length of about the size of a boxcar in length.
Okay. And this was dome-shaped?
Yes. And incidentally, the thing had, I didn't know until I talked to the sheriff, but it had been reported, I think, one other time or two other times? Two other times. I didn't know that until tonight.
Okay.
By two different people.
That was this evening?
Yes, this was this evening.
Okay. Okay, can we talk to the gentleman on duty there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning. Could we get a description of what you saw?
Well, it was, like he said, kind of in nearly a disc. And it flew over the town. Oh, I seen it once pretty good. And what it was, I went up the street to check the school. When I got back, they was hollering for me to hurry up,
Uh-huh.
And it kind of made a rumble like a jet, but a lot lower, wasn't near as loud. And they said it stood kind of over the school, hovered over the school there for a little bit. They'd followed it and kind of watched it. That's really about all I know. But I seen the red light, stationary red light. And a white light whenever it was here by City Hall.
Uh-huh.
And I really didn't get, real, real good looking, but they did. And here's another guy here that's seen it, Billy Anderson. And but I did see it.
Okay.
I'm still here at Bennington, Oklahoma.
Okay. And you're the marshal?
Yeah.
Okay. Would the other gentleman's description just about fit what you saw?
Yeah. He's standing right here if you'd like to talk to him.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
We've seen this UFO. We're kind of rabbit hunting, and we're down by the school, and we've seen it back on the back side of town. Just first, I thought it was a star, then I seen that red light flashing right behind it, and we come up this way, it started moving. We come up this way and pulled in here at the city hall, tell the marshal, and he was gone. We got a real good look at it, and about the time he come up and got a good look at it, it just like the other guy said, it kind of had some red beaming lights on it, on the bottom of it, then that, and on the back, that white light on the front, and it kind of hovered around in one spot, kind of rocked backwards and forwards.
Uh-huh.
It's something like I ain't never seen before.
Okay. And then, did what you saw pretty much meet the description of what the other gentleman described?
Yes.
Okay.
Me and him seen it at the same time, all three of us.
Oh, okay. Very good. Did you see any other aircraft in the area at the time?
No, we sure didn't. We didn't see nothing around. But it kind of, kind of freaked me out or something. You know, I never seen nothing like it before. And it was hovering so low and it's moving around. It's quite a hovering noise, you know. And I ain't never seen nothing like it before. Just like it's shaped in kind of like a dish shape. It was good size, too. Real good size.
Okay, what would you estimate its size?
Oh, heck. I ain't real good at that, but...
Well, could you compare it with something?
Yeah, well, yeah. I know it's the length of a boxcar and a lot wider.
Okay. Now, did this thing, you gentlemen were out there watching this, did it approach you at any time?
Yes, it hovered over toward us and went back the other way, kind of rocked back the other way.
Uh-huh.
Then back again, and them red beams kind of hit us once or twice there when they come over. And then it just moved off real slow like it didn't.
Was there actually shafts of light coming out of this thing?
Yes, sure was.
Okay, how many were there, do you know?
Well, there was two red lights under the bottom of it, kind of like a beam, like it was hitting the ground or something.
Okay.
Some kind of radar-like thing they might have. And then that red flash, kind of flashing light on the back, and then a big white glowy light on the front. I mean, it glowed real big. That's why I didn't much believe it was a star or something, because it's real huge and real white glowy light.
Okay, now that red, those red shafts of light coming out the bottom, were they on at all times while it was moving?
At all times. They never did flash on and off. It was just kind of like a beam of some sort.
Did that seem to illuminate the ground?
Yes, it did.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, if we need any additional information, would it be okay to get back to you?
Yes, it sure would. This other guy here that you talked to earlier, he needs to say a few more words.
Okay.
When you asked him if it flashed, I noticed as it didn't seem to be close, it didn't flash at all. Nothing seemed to flash. But then as it got further out, it seemed like it started flashing. The white light was all we could see then. But
uh-huh. And then it just moved away?
Yeah, it just went away.
Okay. And you saw these red beams of light also?
Oh, it was just a red light on it.
Uh-huh.
It might have appeared to be. It was the white light was pretty bright when it got, you know, when you looked right up into it, but... There were no beams flashing down, you know.
Okay.
It might have appeared to be that way, but it's just light.
Okay. Okay, well, if we need additional information, would you be all right to get back to you?
Yes, I'd like that.
Okay. Well, we're going to check this thing out, and if we come up with any answers on it, why, we'll get back to you, gentlemen, and let you know about it.
Okay.
We sure appreciate your calling.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
We spotted it again. It just keeps hovering over and over, kind of making a wide circle around the town.
Okay. Is this the same identical thing?
The same identical thing.
Now, what kind of maneuvers is this thing making over the town?
It comes in just a wide circle. It comes straight across, well, more like a square. It goes down and circles way back over out city limits and back over again.
Uh-huh.
Here's this other guy. He was with me.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes.
I don't want to bother you anything, but it did make the two more passes back over the town if it's important or anything.
Okay. Now, is this giving off the same sound?
Yes, it's the very same sound. The only thing different is we noticed that
is there seems to be two red lights, one that doesn't flash when you look at it from some way, and then when you look at it from another way, it does flash white and then red.
Uh-huh.
We saw the bottom of it this time. There seems to be a few more lights. I can't tell sure how many, but we saw the bottom of it. I think it's bigger than what we first said.
Okay, now, did it come directly overhead?
It came directly overhead.
Okay. Does this thing circular?
Yes, it looks like a circular ball. At least the front part is. That's the part where the white light can be seen.
Okay, now, did you notice anything else in the way of openings in this thing at all?
No, we couldn't see that close. No openings. I couldn't tell.
Okay, how high do you think it was when it went directly overhead?
This time it was about the same as what a low-flying plane would be.
Okay, and it's still giving off the same old sound.
Yeah, and he said it's coming back, too. This is a small town. We would wake a bunch of people up if we thought it would do any good.
Uh-huh. Do you have anything in particular in that town that it would be looking at?
That's one thing I can't figure out. It's slowing this time. Can I go outside and look at it?
Sure, go ahead.
I'm looking at it. It's lower this time. It's substantially lower. But it hasn't got overhead yet. It's moving even slower than before. And they want to know if there's anything you want to know about this.
Well, anybody got a camera around?
We sure don't. I wish we did. I really.
Okay. Well, what is this? Strictly farming country in that area?
Yes, it's a farming town. Yes.
Do you have any? Are there any hydroelectric dams or power stations in the area?
Not in this area. It's just I don't know what they would want. Some of the lights went out. Just a second. Just turned sideways, and the backlight was.
Okay. Is there any air bases in that area?
Air bases?
Yeah.
The closest one's about 7 miles away, I guess. And it's just a tiny air. The next town is Duran, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Is it the one I speak of? Just a little runway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I tell you what you do. If that thing continues to show and maneuver around the area, would you keep some notes on it?
Yes, I would.
And then we'll get back to you and check out and just see what follow-up information you've got.
It's making another turn back this way, too.
Uh-huh.
This thing's weird, I know, but it's true, absolutely.
How are the sky conditions there tonight?
It's real clear, isn't it? Everything. The stars are all shining. It's a real clear night.
Okay. Now, what time did that show up the second time?
The second time, just a few minutes before we called you.
Just a few minutes. Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate this report again, and it won't be necessary to make another call, but do keep notes if you can.
We will keep notes.
And then we'll get back to you later and find out what happened.
Okay. Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
There's no possibility that this could be a jet of any kind that's... Because... I mean, they don't have anything like this that can be stationary, do they?
I would no, not stopping. No, no. And I don't think any small jet would fly or anything.